Hello.
Hey, Charles, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing?
Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Another day in paradise.
Awesome. I'm so glad you called me because, you know what, I remembered it yesterday, and I'm sitting here, and I'm like, doing business stuff, and I was thinking, man, what do I need
Daniel
to do next? Yeah, no, like, geez. You know, and potentially I was just looking at, looking at our budget. You know, we might have, I'm looking at considering spending a little bit of money before the end of this tax year, too.
Oh, there you go. More of a write-off.
Yeah, sure. That's the idea, you know, so
yeah.
Especially if it applies to next year, you know what I mean? If I can somehow just spend it on Google now, I don't know the exact tax laws, you know, it's kind of a new thing for me, but.
Right, that's above my pay grade too, brother. I don't know all that stuff. I have a friend though, man, he's like a tax guru. Like, he's amazing. He does my taxes every year, you know.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I got a couple people right now. I'm kind of like, I got a guy, he's I just started, potentially I might work with. He's kind of like an old guy that was in charge of billions of dollars, and he's now like retired and, you know, I think just needs something to do, you know?
Right.
So
those old guys know their stuff, man.
Yeah. He's by the books, but that's probably what I need because,
that's all I want too. I want by the books. I'm not trying to owe the IRS or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah. I have a tendency to not want to be by the books.
Right. I think we all do.
Give me a chance, and I'm gonna run for the border. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But so I probably need somebody like that. You know?
Yeah.
But anyways, even me out a little bit, but. Yeah, so I don't know. I put in a call to him yesterday, but yeah, I remembered that yesterday when I was just looking for random tasks to work related stuff, and and so I was just waiting on his call back. I don't know why he didn't call me back yesterday. I expected he probably would, but I talked to his wife, and she's like, "Well, let me get him on the phone." I forgot there was a time difference, and I was like, "You know what? Just have him call me when he gets his coffee or whatever, and you know, no rush, you know."
Right.
So hopefully, maybe I'll put in another call to him today and see what he's up to, but.
Yeah.
That did cross my mind yesterday, and then I guess I'm just like overwhelmed with the idea of trying to go through that website and find out my record, you know? I mean, as stupid as that sounds, like I'm just like, dude, I don't even I don't even know and I haven't even tried, so it's ridiculous that I'm doing that. But maybe I could just do it with you on the phone right here. Pull that record, or somehow maybe you could just tell. Did you text me that website again? Did you text it to me? Do I have it?
Let me look it up again real quick. Give me one second. Online services, search for case by defendant name. Yeah, I think this would be the one. Okay, so here I'm gonna text it to you right now.
You're gonna send me a link, right?
I'm just gonna send you a link that you click on, and it takes you to the. It takes you to where you need to be for LA courts, and it looks like, so what you're going to have to do, it's going to say create an account right there, right? It'll have you put like your info in, right? And it should allow you to just search you, right? Like you can't search other, I think you can search other people, but you have to pay or something. But you should be able to just search yourself on there, you know?
So create an account. Okay.
Right.
Hopefully this is the right one. I really want to move forward with that. I've been looking at other companies too, and who's doing what, and how and talking to them, and for the most part, yeah. Okay, so it just pulled me up to a whole. Let me see here. Seriously. It's asking me for credit card information.
No way. Hold on. Let me start filling it out and see what this does. Don't put your credit card info in. Let me see what it does here.
Yeah, because a regular account is designed for occasional.
User ID, password, credit card. Yeah, it does ask for credit card. Let me see. Suspicious transactions. I don't know if it charges you, man. I can I could try to put my stuff in and tell you what it does. I mean,
yeah, I can do the same thing right now if you want.
Yeah, just make sure they don't charge you. Like, it shouldn't cost anything. Again, I just sent you what I think it is, right? Like, I don't know exactly if this is gonna pull it up. I know I live in Orange County, so I've had friends search on the Orange County one, and it works, right? But
oh, it says right here, there's a rate. Okay, this pay-as-you-go model whereby our systems will attempt a credit card authorization for each transaction. Credit card will be charged according to the published fee schedule with your active on-screen confirmation.
Super weird.
So, yeah, I don't even know what any of that means, you know? Like, dude. Common questions and answers. Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, am I going to go through this whole process and then they're going to say, oh, here's, we got your information. It's only going to cost you, $700 to figure out.
Right.
Something that could just be free, you know?
Right. Let me see. Create an account, sliding scale fees for name searches for high volume users. Let me see what this says here. So, this is to basically search anybody. You should be able to just search your name though. Give me one second. Let me look at it a little more. Yeah, don't put your card info in. Give me a sec. Let me just look at this stuff. Per search fee for search number. Okay. I agree. Hold on. I might just do it for you, brother. Give me 1 second.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see any other way around it, you know? Let me just make sure that this will work, though. Search fee, documents, one. Oh, man. No, I'm not trying to download any documents. Register username, search fee. Per search fee for number 1 to 10, dollar. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking
guest
at that
username.
Too. $4.75. $4.75 per search fee.
Right.
Because I know I've gone to the county courthouse before and just had them print out my whole entire record at the courthouse right there for free.
Right. You can do that for free. Yeah, I'm positive of that. So
yeah, and I had one at my house before. I just came out to Florida for a few weeks, but I had an old one at my house. I just don't. I prefer to get a new one before, you know what I mean? Because I remember I was trying to get some stuff expunged, just my old record expunged, and I'm pretty sure I didn't have anything since I tried to get it expunged. Like, I think I told you I got clean like 4.5 years ago, and this is like 6 months into getting clean, and I know since I got sober, I haven't been arrested for anything, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that's probably still the same. Well, yeah, so I'm pretty sure... Well, yeah, I mean, I have actually been arrested for some super petty misdemeanor stuff that was thrown out of court before it ever even got to court, I guess you could say.
Right.
Like, it was just like some really stupid stuff where they're like, man, we just got to, you know, like you're getting released as soon as we go to jail. None of this is going, but we do have to take you to jail right now to just basically like super, super petty, you know, like crazy women in my life that, I don't know if I told you any of those stories, but. Yeah, just like false allegations, like, hey, he grabbed my arm, and this girl wouldn't leave my house. My son's mom wouldn't leave my house, was throwing, ready to throw shit through the window, so I grabbed her hand, and, to stop her from throwing stuff through the window, and the cops are like, well, you know, and she just, you know, started lying, saying she lived there, just a bunch of crazy shit. The end of it all was, I got to the jail, the detectives looked at it, said, hey, you know what, like, there's nothing here, and then the next day they came back and arrested her on my car.
Oh, wow. Wow,
yeah,
that's
but
crazy.
I still had to take a trip to the jailhouse to have the detectives look at it and be like, yep, this guy's good to go. We're going back and we're getting her, and she's going to jail for, you know, she's in big trouble, you know?
Right,
but
right.
There's just complete insanity, and I couldn't even believe it. Yeah, it was so insane. Like, they literally, yeah, she pulled out some old mail at my house even and said that she lived there. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She doesn't live here, dude. She's had, like, I let her use my address for a little bit when she hadn't, like, no address and was homeless and crazy and on drugs and had mental health problems. And, like, I'm like, dude, she doesn't live here. And it was just completely insane, you know?
Yeah.
And when they actually, they're like, well, she has a piece of mail, so we have to, like, leave her here. And I'm like, great. And then,
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then while,
but
yeah,
anybody
and
can
while
just
she was, yeah, I literally let her come over to my house that day because she called me crying. Like, I have no shoes on. I have no gas. I'm homeless. Everybody doesn't want me around.
Oh,
I just want to kill myself. I'm like, dude, okay, I'm going to give you a drug and alcohol counselor's number. I'm going to fill up your gas tank. I'm going to let you get a little sleep. Do not go through my stuff. Do not steal anything. Do not mess with anything. I'm going to work. You can get some rest and call the drug counselor, but you got to go after that. And then she just went crazy and, like, went through everything in my house, started wanting to sell all our son's toys.
Oh,
my
God.
My son was with me.
Yeah.
And, like, just insane.
Just real, man. Yeah, I have a good friend. His wife, she's out there running and gunning, and she's been, like, hitting me up, you know? I was like, hey, call my wife, you know? Like, call my wife, talk. Because, you know, you got to refer them to, like, women, you know? Like, I'm not trying to mess with that, you know? But, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I went into this thing, and it said, so I tried to do a search on me. It's, like, the only route on this thing is it charges you $475. You know, is what I see. You can
do you think
go to
that
the
475 covers. Do you think that 475 covers, like, because I imagine there's going to be a grip of stuff that comes up for me that's all older stuff. Like, I think I was telling you, like, I had a bunch of petty drug charges, like, you know, years ago, like,
So I did a search from 1998. I just put in, like, whatever, a date. So I put 1998 to January 1st, 2023, and it came up as 475. So I think it's kind of like an umbrella, like, it just charges the 475. But like you said, you could just go down to the courthouse, and they'll probably give you it for free, you know?
Yeah, and then I can have it all printed out, too. Yeah, but I imagine, I don't know, maybe yours is, like, you know, crystal clean, and then, like, mine's going to be, they're like, this is going to be $700 million, dude, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
yours has
right,
nothing
right.
on it, and they're like, $475, mine, they're like, okay, $700 million different things here. We're giving
sure.
you, like, you're all going to, yeah.
No, I get what you're saying, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, yeah, I definitely, but I was just thinking about the test shakes, I'm like, man, I wonder if I could just, like, you know, I want to move forward with this Google thing because I think it's a good deal. And the other thing is I'm super disappointed right now with, you know, like I keep calling local Splash and saying like, hey, I can't even find us on the window cleaning section. Like I type in window cleaning near me. We're not even popping up anywhere. And like we have more reviews than the majority of the company. We have like 41 five-star reviews. And I've managed to get just a couple this week. And in addition to, we were first already, like, before our profile got suspended, and the girl told me, like, yeah, any day now, it's just going to take five. I had them check in on it, this and that, and
yeah,
I'll
Lily.
Keep you posted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, we're still not even on the first page. I did get a call the other day off of Google, though, from, like, a completely super far town. I don't even know how she managed to find us.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was all the way out in West Covina, or like Covina area, and she said she typed in window cleaners near me, Los Angeles, and we popped up, and part of the reason we might have popped up is because we were probably open after all the other people, so I don't even know how she managed, because I put our time frame at 10 o'clock at night to stay open till, or whatever, 9 o'clock at night.
Right, right, smart.
So, yeah, because I thought maybe that might help with, like, you know, some people get off work to searching, and then maybe we'll just pop up. You know, I don't mind taking calls, you know, in the evening. You know what I mean? If I don't want to
right,
get calls,
right.
I'll just put my phone
you
on
just
silent.
Set them later.
Know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I actually talked to I talked to a guy who one day that had a window cleaning business, and he said, like, yeah, I put my phone on 24 hours a day. We're open. He said, because it helps with the SEO. We pop up when nobody else does, when everybody gets off of work, you know?
Right, right. I have a lot of clients that do that on the base program, but Google Guarantee, you don't want to do that because you want the leads turned on when you're ready to take the calls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I did talk
to some other companies, too, who are doing the Google Guarantee thing, and they said it's
amazing.
Working. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's the best product I think Google has, 100%, you know?
Yeah, I was also talking to this company who was doing a Facebook ad.
We offer those as well. Yeah, they're productive, man. Our Facebook department is really good. It's ran by Lydia and Kyle. I think Lydia's out on maternity leave right now, but Kyle, he's amazing too. And they're like Facebook gurus, man. Like, what it does is cool. It's like retargeting. So if somebody searches any of your services from any device, when they go to their Facebook feed, your ad is going to show up on their feed, like be retargeted on it, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, totally. The reason what caught my attention is, because I search window cleaning stuff all the time. And then up on my feed came window cleaning deal, and it was from a pretty local company. And so it said, like, you know, we only have so many slots open. And then I saw, like, 50, like, comments on there, like, yeah, did my windows, great job. And I was like, holy smokes, this guy's ad right here just pulled like 20 jobs out of it. So, then he reached out to me, and then I was asking him, like, hey, how's this working for you? Plus, you know, maybe we can, like, you know, because one of the comments said, like, too bad he doesn't go to Long Beach. And I'm thinking to myself, so I commented right there and just put our name, and I'm like,
I'm in Long Beach.
This company right here. So then, because somebody else did that too, they're like, oh, try this company. I'm like, or try this company. And and then I was thinking to myself, damn, if this guy doesn't go to Long Beach, but he's getting all these calls, maybe he'll just refer us and we'll shoot him a couple bucks and then it'll be worth everybody's.
Right,
you know?
right. No, Facebook apps too, they don't require a background check or anything. Like, you'll be good to start Facebook ads whenever you're ready, you know?
We're going to get through that background check no matter what, because I do have people that have spotless records that I'm close with and trust.
Right, and that's the workaround. I've had clients do that.
We've got to do, we're going to make it happen. Anyway,
right.
if I'm not right there with the with the background check, I'm going to be like right around the corner. You know what I mean? I'm probably so close if I'm not already there, because what did you say, 7 years of no felonies?
7 years. Yeah, that's all they go back on. Misdemeanors don't matter. Like any DUIs, right? It doesn't matter. They're just looking for felonies on there is what it is.
Yeah, I don't have any DUIs, but I'm pretty sure I don't have any felonies within 7 years. Like, I'm almost positive, because now that I think about it, even the drug act of where they turned all the felonies into misdemeanors that were drugs.
Right. Prop 57.
Prop 47.
Mm-hmm.
Prop 47, even though it is retroactive, meaning it goes back in time.
Right.
I think that even happened before 7 years ago. So I wouldn't have been charged with anything but like a petty drug offense. You know what I mean? Like, a worst thing that I think I've probably been charged with in years is like a possession charge. And I don't even know. That might have been like 15 years ago, you know?
Right. Which would be a misdemeanor with that Prop 47 thing. Yeah.
Right. So even if I had got busted within 7 years, it would have been a misdemeanor, you know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure I haven't been busted for anything even in like 6 years for anything at all. So, I don't know if I told you, they sent me to prison for a possession like 15 years ago. They literally sent me to the state penitentiary for a petty possession.
Right.
And, it was like a bunch of petty possessions. Like, they just kept telling me, like, bro, you need to knock it off. And then, like, 60 chances later, they're like, dude, you're going to prison on the next time. You want to do that? And I said, yeah, I'll go to prison. And then I knew I was going to prison anyway, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like, well, whatever, bro. Just let me out. I'm out of here, bro. Just let me out. You know, you're going to prison this week, bro, you know? And they did. So,
right.
Whatever. It didn't really matter, bro.
You should be good. It's November 5th, 2014 was when Prop 47 went through. I just Googled it.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, since then, I haven't been charged with anything. any felonies, I'm like, I'm almost positive, because I don't, there's not really anything that I can think of that I, you know, like, I don't really know that I actually break the law, per se, except for when I had a drug problem, you know, with drugs, having them on me, you know?
Right.
So that was, like, it. Yeah, it wasn't, like, a big, like, you know, serial killer convict, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like a pathetic drug addict, you know? So, I mean,
man, it's an issue. You know, I got some friends that work in that field too, like rehabs and stuff. Like my good friend, he's works for Windward Way or whatnot. And man, that fentanyl thing is crazy right now. You know?
Oh my
like,
gosh, I just saw it on the news. I got so many friends that are still strung out on it and addicted. And what's crazy is my son's mom, the one I was just telling you about, that got arrested at my house for, you know, complete insanity that she ensued in a few days. Just, you know, I just found out like 2 days ago, I was talking to one of my buddies, same thing. He strung out, like, this guy was like the best dude ever. Like literally had, he was in the rehab center when I was in there, and he was like the president of all the people. And he was like the nicest guy, like self-made millionaire twice over, like really good dude. And, he relapsed when he got out. And then, now the city kicked him out of his house, like literally like came in and said, there's drug activity going on. You can't live in this house. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And he owned the house. Yeah. That's the crazy part. He owned the house, and they just,
that's crazy. They could do that. Man,
it is crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Cause they call, yeah. I don't know, it's some kind of rule. Like it's like a drug, you know, even though they couldn't actually find any drugs there, they're like, dude, you're out of here, dude. So then he was living in his car, like on the streets, like, and when I saw him last, he was like, all of his teeth were missing. He was stuffed up. And this guy's like the nicest, best guy, bro. He's just got a drug problem, you know? And like,
right. It's a real problem, man, for sure. You know?
And then he started, and then my girlfriend saw him and was like, hey, I think I see Barney. And then she's like, I'm like, oh, go, you know? And then she went over and she's like, Barney's like, hey, what's up? And then she's like, I'm talking to Charlie here, talk to him. And I started talking to him, and he starts telling me this story. Like, I said, man, you got to get back into treatment, bro. And then he goes, yeah, I know. I went there the other day. And then he goes, you know, but it's all different people there now, all the staff. And then he goes, yeah. And then I saw this girl, and she started walking, you know, she was leaving treatment at 12 o'clock at night, going into this really bad part of town. And I told her, hey, don't go that way. Go the other way. You're walking the wrong direction. Like that's all bad. Like the place she was going was like really bad. It's like in Wilmington, if you know where that's at.
I do know where that's
at.
Yeah.
On PCH, right where Long Beach turns into Wilmington. And it's like, you know, oil refineries and deserted roads and just homeless people and all bad, you know? So she's like trying to leave treatment at 12 o'clock at night. And he goes, yeah. And then I told her, you know, to go down to this, like, she wanted a ride in my car, but our car was full. So I told her, like, you know, go down to this Denny's over here in downtown, and like, I'll call some of my friends and have them pick you up, give you a ride to where you need to go. But like,
that's cool.
You know, you can't go in my car. Yeah. And then, so then she's like, okay. And she goes to the Denny. And so like, she goes to the Denny's, and he calls his friends and has them pick her up. And I guess his friends gave her fentanyl, and she overdosed.
Wow.
And ironically, yeah, like halfway through this story, I was like, hey, by chance, because I knew that she had went to treatment for like, you know, was in that rehab center and then left. I was like, hey, by chance, her name isn't Aaron, is it? And he's like, yeah, it was. You know Aaron? And I'm like, yeah, I know Aaron. That's my son's mom, you know? He's like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, yeah, like super small world, you know? Like, I'm like, yeah, I heard she left treatment. We were all happy that she went to treatment. And then everybody was happy. And then, you know, but she's just been like, especially since that incident at my house, she's just been completely, you know, just like on the streets. She's like got these mental health problems. So she's like homeless now and crazy, like, you know, like literally like she keeps going back to jail for stupid stuff.
Oh, they brought her back though. So she overdosed, but they brought her back.
Yeah, I didn't get the rest of the story after I said, yeah, but she overdosed. But I'm pretty sure she's, yeah, because then I talked
she's
to her.
Okay.
Because then I heard she was in jail right after that from her sister. Her sister said they took her to, she's in jail now, for like some trespassing charge or something stupid.
Man.
And, it's like crazy. Cause you know, like I haven't been with her for 10 years, and like even all the messed up stuff that she did the last time trying to get me arrested and evicted and stealing all my stuff.
Still got
and
love for her.
Stuff.
Yeah.
she's still my son's mom, and she's still a person. I don't want to see anything bad happen to her. Like, I want my son to have his, and I've known her since we were seven, but I just want him to have a good mom that's, like, there for him, and he's not, like, his mom's not some homeless, crazy drug addict on the streets that just dies, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I actually had to get a restraining order on her when she pulled that whole thing at my house, because she basically came over to my house and then said, domestic violence, when I grabbed her hand, and I'm like, dude, you can't have the police at my, I'm like, stop, dude. I'm like, you can't do this here, you know, like, I'm calling the police. I'm like, dude, you can't, do not have the police here. Like, you know, like, I can't have the police in this neighborhood. Like, stop, you know, like, it's just completely insane, you know, like, there is no domestic violence. Like, she literally picked something up to throw through the window, and I grabbed her hand as it was cocked over her shoulder. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she was already throwing stuff. And I'm like, stop, you can't stop throwing stuff. Like, you got to stop, you know, like, you're not throwing this through the window. Yeah.
You're like, calm down. I'm trying to get on Google Guarantee, you know?
Anyways, I had to get a restraining order because after they took me to jail, released me, I actually, they released me, you know, and then when I went back to my house, they actually went back and took her for domestic violence, but instead of charging, like, they charged me with a Class C misdemeanor as light as they could make it, you know what I mean?
Right.
The cops are like, we're on your side. You're getting released. We know what happened. They're like, you probably shouldn't let crazy people come out, you know, no matter who they are, come over to your house and try to help them, you know?
Right.
And they're like, but you're getting released. And then, like, the next day they went back, picked her up for felony domestic violence. And then I had to, bro, because I had to get her, like, number one, she's trying to get all my, she called the cops on my neighbors four times with, like, even when they weren't even at their houses, saying that my neighbors were threatening her and all this BS, and they weren't even home.
Wow.
Yeah, she literally stole.
Just a drug,
like,
man. Once she sobers up, you know, she'll look back and be like, man, this was crazy.
She even called me, she had thousands of dollars of my change just sitting there, all my son's toys, loaded up her whole car with all my, like, business documents and, like, my bank records and, like, all, everything she could find, this, you know, like literally all this crazy stuff, and then was like, you know, like, she'd have had me evicted out of my house and, like, you know, was in the process of stealing everything and squatting there as long as she could, and drugs and alcohol everywhere, and just turned it into insanity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I walked in the door, I'm like, this isn't happening. Police will be here in 5 minutes to arrest you, and you're gone, dude. I'm getting a restraining order, so you can't use that little fake address that you have, envelope, mailing, you know, mail, pull out the mail and say you live here, like, you know, and I just put it all on paper for the judge to read. I'm like, this is what happened, you know what I mean? We got videotape. Yeah, everybody's on board with this. Everybody already knows. This is insane, you know?
Yeah,
and the judge was like, yeah, this ain't happening, dude. So, yeah, I had a service that was strained. So, but then she even called me, like, not too long later, and she was like, hey, Charles, you know, because she's like, hey, this is Aaron. And I'm like, Aaron who? You know what I mean? Like she called me from some random number. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know, Aaron. And she's like, I need your help. You need to come pick me up. And I'm like, pick you up? I'm like, she's like, I'm at the hospital, you know. She's at some mental hospital. She's like, I need you to pick me up. And I'm like, I'm not picking up from the hospital. And there's like 2 hours away. I'm like, I'm not picking up from the hospital. I'm like, you don't remember what all the stuff you just did?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, she's like, I thought we were friends. I'm like, Aaron, come on, dude. This, you know, and she's like, bye. And she hung up. I'm like, okay, bye. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully she gets some help, though, man. She gets sober, then everything will roll.
Definitely,
you know, my stepson, his dad, he just got out of prison. You know, he's living with us now. We're trying to help him get back on his feet. But, man, he's been – so when he was out there running and gunning, man, he was like – It was the worst, you know. man, it's just such a hassle. But now, man, he's kicking. So hopefully she gets some help, man. And one day you guys will look back on it, you know, or it won't happen, right? But I mean, you got to keep doing brother. One day at a time.
I'll be honest with you, bro. I think for her, it's gonna be it's not even the drugs that's like the main issue here. As crazy as that sounds, it's the mental health, dude.
Got it.
Like it's literally.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, it's that, like, you know, she can't get past the crazy stuff, you know what I mean? Like, people don't want to deal with that, you know what I mean? Like, and the fact that she's just not working. Like, I know people that are, like, do drugs and
you know, or at least they like drink alcohol and they brew their own alcohol and, you know what I mean? They're like responsible, productive members in society. I mean, they own their
right.
own house and they just don't mess with them. They just have their alcohol, drink, make their own beer, you know, whatever, go shoot their guns or whatever. And that's it. You
right.
know what I mean? They don't bother nobody, but.
Right,
yeah,
right, right.
Oh, yeah. He just can't seem to get that concept, you know? So like. But
my grandpa used to brew beer. It tasted horrible. he was all proud of it, man. He's all, you know, but it's terrible, man.
Yeah, no, like my cousin, he brews his own beer, makes his own sausages. I mean, he has more guns than any person on this planet, dude. Big up, you know, like, he's like a youth pastor and like, you know, like does so much stuff, you know, in the community, owns his own house, has four kids, homeschooled, married. You know, owns two houses, worked in the same job for a long time, member of all these breweries, esteemed breweries that take like special, you know, membership things, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
He's a totally responsible guy and nobody gives a shit. You know, same with my brother, man. He wants to come home and drink a beer every day. Nobody cares, dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just don't be an asshole to people and handle your shit, you know?
Exactly.
But
yeah,
you can't be acting crazy and not going to work and, you know, then it doesn't even matter what you do. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
And that she just couldn't get that concept. I tried to tell her that because I actually let her come to my house and stay, like, on the couch, and it just turned into complete insanity. She took over my son's room, all this, like, you know, even though it was just, like, wasn't hard drugs. It was
well, like you said, it's a dual diagnosis thing, right? So, like, getting off the drugs is going to help, definitely, but she's got to get
right.
whatever the mental illness is, she's got to take care of that, too, dude. You know, so
yeah, totally. So,
yeah, for sure.
And she was
sure.
actually pretty smart. I mean, she had a business marketing degree. She was
oh,
like,
wow.
You know,
okay.
yeah, like she wasn't just some, like, she was making 150 grand, like, you know, 15 years ago, you know, or 10 years ago when I met her, you know?
Right.
Like 150
right.
grand almost doing nothing, you know? Like, she's all into sales and this and that. And I mean, so she's not like, you know, she's not some dummy, you know what I mean? Like, she
right.
has a college degree, and, you know, she was like a pretty girl back in the day, you know, like, successful pretty girl with a good resume, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
But, dude,
yeah.
just like, I don't know what happened in the past 10 years, you know? So I'm like, geez, man, you gotta get back on track here, you know?
Right, right.
So,
yeah,
yeah, man, I just want the best for it.
Yeah, and those drugs
but,
are crazy, you know? Like, for sure.
Crazy,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Google Guarantee, do you think your record's good? Do we want to try to do the application? I mean, you tell me.
Well, I do think my record's good, and I do want to try to do the application. However, I do think that it's smart for us to first get a for sure definitive yes on the
right, right, because then we go the backdoor route if needed. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, because then we
yeah.
can go the backdoor route, but if we mess up that route, then they're going to maybe have that magnifying glass and start looking at us a little closer. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. I'd recommend
yeah, so,
that too. So yeah, you just got to find out, just make sure it's good. It sounds like it will be because, it sounds like if anything's on there, it's going to be some misdemeanors.
Right.
But yeah, definitely check that. When should I follow back up with you? I know you got a call with Lily on Monday, but,
So Lily's just going to follow up with me. I just told her, like, try to keep me posted, update me on how we're doing.
Right.
But I'd say either A, if you come up with a way where we can pull the, like if you, like I'm in Florida right now,
mm-hmm.
if I can potentially find a way to get those records, from California, from out here, you know, hopefully at no charge. I mean, if I knew for a fact they were to say like, hey, you know what, $4.75 is all you're going to pay. And you'd have a definitive copy of your record, at least electronically. You know, like if I could do that for $4.75 for a fact without getting dinged like $4.75, $7.75, you know, and they just go down the list on every little thing. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
They could just pull up that full record. It's 100%. You know, then I'd pay the $4.75. You know, and that would just get the ball rolling. You know what I mean? But, if you have a way I can do it for like, let's say $5 is fine, whatever, you know, the to get the full record and then, you know, the $5 is fine with me. If I can get it electronically for $5 and it's a full record, but I don't want to go like super high, like spending a grip of money. You know what I mean? Like, cause I already know there's going to be a grip of stuff that they're going to go back on. And if they ding me on every single one, you're looking at like millions of dollars, you know? So
one second. What's your birth month?
January 29th, 1980. Got it. Yeah, honestly, I think those go back to 1980.
Oh, I put in 99. We probably want to do go back to it. Well, no, because it just needs 7 years. So yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, but even if they were to, I mean, my record probably. I feel like that song, you know, bad to the bone, and in it, you know, like the day I was born. Dude, if they could give me the whole record for the $5, that would be great, you know?
Right. That's what
I'm kind of curious. Yeah, but the past 7 years probably is not going to be very much on there, you know?
Well, I went from 1999, so, you know, it's a little more than 5 years, but, well, it's a lot more, but, give me one sec. I'm just putting in a code, and I'm going to tell you what it says. Continue. Pal Charles. Yeah, it's telling me 475, man.
Really?
Yep.
And that. Okay, well, maybe I'll just fill this thing out and pay the 475, and then I'll just get the full printout, and that should probably be good. And then I can, and then if it says that we're good to go, it says that I have the 7 years of, nothing, then hopefully, yeah, that we could just do it that way then, you know? Otherwise, so, the only other thing is wait till I get back to California, walk down to the courthouse and just ask them to print out all my records, because I do have to go there right when I get home anyways.
Either way, but, I'm going to send you, so what I did is I went to search by guest. That way it just made it like, cause I didn't, you know, I was trying to make it where they don't have like an account for you or something, but, I'll send you that link too. And it's completely up to you, man. Yeah. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Well, I'm under the Q and answers. Let me go back to the page before. Yeah. Guest account. Oh no, hold on. I'm still on the. Geez. Okay. Let me see if I can, damn it. I just lost it. Okay. I'm going to pull it back up. Okay, so new account. Should I create new account or should I just
search by guest
information? Continue as a guest, right?
Yeah, do that one. Yeah, it seemed way easier when I went in that way.
Okay, cool.
And then you'll see right there it has you put your last name, your first name. That's why I asked your month and your year of birth. And then it has, then the filing dates that you want. I mean, I went from 1999, but I don't think there's a cap on it. So you could probably go even further back.
Oh, it's just asking me, my birth year.
Yeah.
401 year 1980 and exact match.
That's okay. What I did. Was exactly.
Yeah. Exact match. Yeah. And filing date, you said, let me just start with see what it's potentially going to cost me if I just put my the day I was born all the way to the current day, you know?
Yeah, that's what I recommend. Might as well
get what I can, and then to today's date, which is
December 16th, 2022. Can't believe it's almost 2023, man. It's crazy.
Dude, tell me about it, bro. I'm like, geez, bro, where does the time go?
Yeah, this year flew by for sure.
Okay, so search. Hopefully they have the right person.
It's going to make you send an email code or something. That's what it did to me.
Got it. Yep, that's what I'm doing right now. So,
pretty sure you're going to be good, man, from what
I'm pretty sure.
But it's good. Yeah. It's good to look. You know, I get what you're saying completely.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be – shit. Oh, and verification code. Okay. Let me just see if it'll pop up. With my record, I'm like – because it kind of is a lot, even though it's like a lot of petty, stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just 814258. Yeah, I just want to because I'll be honest with you, when I went to go get my record expunged, I was like, what the heck? There was like all this stuff I had no idea was even on there.
Right.
How did I even, what is it? What, I don't even remember any of this stuff. Like, okay, let me see here. Yeah, $475 for the same amount of time.
See?
In accordance with the fee is not refundable. See, it reimburse the court for cost of providing public assets, electronic records. Okay, I guess, I mean, hopefully it's not, court takes Charles Powell, train at 80. Okay, well, hopefully they're talking about the same person right now. All right, so I can...
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember when I did this whole thing, I was like, what the heck? Like, it was, like, so many pages of stuff, and I'm like, dude, I don't even remember half this stuff, or I just can't even believe they have this on there.
When you do a live scan, because I coach high school football, too, right? So when you do a live scan, it shows everything that, when you weren't arrested, like, if you didn't have a, yeah, so, my brother, he did his, and it was, like, there was like a ton of stuff he didn't even know about because I guess it shows everything, you know?
Yeah, that was exactly what happened. They did, like, they pulled up stuff where I'm like, dude, this is like I got stopped at the pulled over for jaywalking and they just let me go. And next thing you know, they're
right.
Like, you know,
there's still a record of it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy, you know?
Yeah. But Google, they don't do a live scan, so it's not going to show all that. They just go off the past 7 years and they're looking for any felonies. So.
Okay,
I think you were on. You did a background check through HomeAdvisor, right?
I might have done one because we're on with HomeAdvisor.
They require it too. So does Thumbtack and Networks. If you pass theirs, you should pass Google's. You know.
Yeah. I think I recently did one with Angie's. I'm not sure for sure I don't know because I'm. Hard to say because I might have even been talking to them and they were just like, hey, well, just give us somebody else's name that will
they did like a workaround.
I don't know if they did
right,
or didn't,
right.
You know, like, it's possible that I might have said to them like, hey, I don't know for sure, and they said, oh, don't worry about it, just give us any name that'll pass, you know.
I mean,
I could do something like that and just say, hey, okay.
Yeah, that was a workaround for you through us, too. I've had a client do it. So they could have done that for sure. But you definitely, whether it was you or somebody else, it says on HomeAdvisor screening approved. So this professional has passed the HomeAdvisor screening process. So you definitely, somebody did a background check on that one.
I probably did give them my regular name. I mean, I think I remember doing that with them recently. Okay. So I'm just getting through this credit card, thing and then I should have the answer right here.
It should just give you peace of mind, but I think you're going to be good, dude. Regardless.
I hope so. I just, my high hopes is that, even if we think we're good, okay. The information on this transaction. Okay. Submit. All right. So, total $475. Continue. All right. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Like I said, there's a bunch of stuff on here. And okay, yeah. So the last thing that came up here, okay, yeah. So there's like, yeah, just since 2005, yeah, there's 14 things, like petty little things probably, but the last charge on here, the last filing date that I see is 2014. Oh, no, 2018.
Yeah, that's what then said it. So is it a misdemeanor or felony on there?
Let me pull them up real quick because I'm going to look at them closely. Okay, so there's one. Yeah, there was one from 2000. Oh, yeah, I remember that got dismissed too.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, I got dismissed. Yeah, it was actually, yeah, like, a crazy story. Like, so I did get some, like, petty little drug thing one day. And, yeah, it doesn't say what it is, so they're not letting me pull it up.
If it's dismissed, though, if it says dismissed on there, you're good.
It doesn't say dismissed. It doesn't really tell me anything. I could actually send, you know, I could screenshot this to you and send it to you if you want.
Yeah, you can send it to my email if you'd like. I think you're going to be good, though, but I can, I can definitely double check.
Yeah, it's not allowing me, like, to do any, like, it's, like, I can't click on these things. Like, it's not letting me click on any of these. Only reason I know that this last charge, which is the last, oh, wait, they're all on different dates. There's a 2016. What are we, 2022?
Yeah, 2022.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of different dates here. There is 2017. Holy shit. So what? Geez, 7 years. Okay, so that's 2015.
That's going to be 2015, yeah. Would be 7 years.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, so there's a 2017 that was in Torrance that I remember, I think was probably, it was some petty little misdemeanor. It was like probably a possession misdemeanor.
Okay. It doesn't let you click in and see, though, huh? It just shows you that's top. Sorry, man.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry.
It's not letting me click on anything. It's just, like, literally giving me dates and the location. So,
Well, dates and locations. Okay, so 2017, though, was a possession, which Prop 47 is already in act. So,
yeah, I think that was a possession. Because I think I remember exactly what happened out there. This was at a Torrance courthouse, and I remember they eventually just gave me 2 weeks on the thing. And, like, after, like, 2 years of the whole court date thing, like, I kept pushing it for years and years and years. And then they finally just said, okay, dude, 2 weeks, dude. You're not doing what you're supposed to. And then so – that was Torrance, so I remember that was 2017, and then there's a 2015, but that's 3-6, so that doesn't even count.
Right.
There's another 2016, which I don't even know what that is. But you said that other one's Prop 47's retroactive, so, I mean, it's 2014, right?
Yeah, when I Googled it, hold on, I think I still have it up. Yeah, November 5th, 2014. When Prop 47 went into effect.
Okay, so yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's not letting me pull all these up, but another 2018 got dismissed. Yeah,
yeah,
no problem. But
yeah,
so I can't. It doesn't even say if it was a misdemeanor or. Let me see here, and it's not. I don't know why it didn't go back past. Oh, no, it did go. Okay, yeah, I see there's some here from, like, 2000, 2001.
Yeah, those ones won't even matter for the background check.
Yeah, but and I know there was some even before that, which is, oh, but it's only searching L.A. County, so. Okay, so, yeah, so as far as, I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, so I don't really know for a fact what any of these, I'm pretty sure that it's probably cool, but just, I don't want to mess with Google at all, you know? Like, I don't want to go down, I don't want them to, like, find something that I could have found and then avoided this whole problem with them. But as far as I know, like, any of these on here should, you know, there's not, the things that are past 2014 should have been misdemeanors. The best of my knowledge. But like I said, I did have a little bit of a record with, you know, there was a lot of stuff that I just don't even remember. You know what I mean? Like I said, all these things I don't even know for a fact, half of them, I don't remember them. Like, I don't, you know, it was just a lot of the same stuff, you know?
Right. So what I'd recommend, okay, you can, if you find out through Angie's that you are the one that did that background check, you should be golden. Right, I think you're going to be good, but I get you.
I think I am too.
Absolutely sure, you know? So,
yeah, because God forbid Google pulls up my stuff and then finds out. Here, I'm going to send you the screenshot anyways. And
all right.
Well, I'll send it to you in a second, but this is what they sent me. And I just almost don't even want to if I X out of this page, I can't even print this out. I guess it doesn't really matter. I don't need to print it out, but it's not even giving me an option to, let me see here. Oh, send in Messenger. I wonder if there's a way I could just save this. Like,
do a screen print and just send it, to yourself. That way you have it saved at least, you know?
Yeah,
or,
I
would at least do that, you know?
So can I send this to the number you, I just did it anyway.
Let me check.
The number you texted me from.
All right, give me 1 second here.
Oh shit, but you know what? It came out super crappy. There's something wrong with my screenshots all the time, and they come out like super,
Oh yeah, dude, I can't even read it.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just see. Okay, so here's another option I can potentially do, and I don't want to waste too much of your time here, but let me go into my email and maybe Angie's List just sent me a copy of the
Yeah, I even tried to download that picture you just sent, and it still came out kind of weird, for sure.
Yeah. I wonder...
But it says, so what's that third column? It says M, right? Is that the...
Let me look at it again, because I think...
Because I think if that's M and F, that's going to... But I can't see what it is. I can't see what it's supposed to say.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no. So it has three... So it has... It says... it has number, and it says name, and then defendant ID, and then case number.
What's to the left of case number? What does that say?
So it just has a bunch of random numbers. Some of them are referring... Yeah, some of them... I don't know. They're just most. There's nothing like really consistent about those numbers that I can see that like.
The one I'm looking at, I'm explaining it wrong, but it's like the fourth column over. So there's like it looks like a number, right? Number, and then there's something there. Like it's all scribbly, so I can't see. But then the third column, it looks like they're all M's, which I believe is misdemeanors, you know, but. I can't, like I said, it's kind of weighty.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the fourth column over is the case number, and none of those case numbers are like, some of them, they're just all random, like there's no M's on all of them, you know? Otherwise, I would think the same thing, you know?
Right. But, it's the third column over, though, but yeah, I guess I'm just seeing it wrong, because like I said, it's real blurry, you know?
Yeah. Here, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going on to Angie's lead
to see if you did the background with them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
So let me see here. Let me see your home. Like, I didn't really see an email from them. How's your lead volume? Jeez, dude. Yeah, it's not really giving me an option here. Here's account. Help, billing statement, notification, services offered. Account. Let me see here. I'm gonna go into the background check. It's not even giving me a background check here option. Services offered, maybe a profile, credentials, maybe I can, health and safety, profile, ratings, find more pros. Yeah, I can't find the background check on here. Maybe if I go into the help section,
Here, I'm gonna send you. Let me see if I can try to find it. I got a background. Yeah.
You want to just call me back after you find out? I think you're going to be good,
I'm going to be good, but I definitely don't want to risk, you know what I mean? Because, God forbid something comes up on Google and then, you know what I mean? Like, that's going to be a big deal for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we pass this background check. And, you know, I don't want to give them anything that they can use against me in the future. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you said, I think it would be terrible if, like, I tried to get the background check. And then even though they'll probably – oh, you know what? Yeah, let me call you back. I got this. I got an important call coming from work right now.
Yeah.
But I'll touch base with you in a few minutes. Is that okay?
All right. Yeah, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Okay.
All right, brother.